We're doing 2.5 bags a day, which is $12.50 a day.
Touring the new neighborhood near you, including its futuristic heating system. And local volleyball players set their sights on regionals. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Improvisation acting workshops are running this week in Haines with middle schoolers, high schoolers, and grown-ups as students. The workshops end with a Saturday performance that anyone can attend. It's called On the Fly and is booked as the Valley of Eagles Pilot TV Variety Show. It'll include the actors in Denali Theater Troupe, LCCP's Improv Workshop graduates, local impromptu talent, costume characters, and puppetry. That performance is $10 for adults, $6 for students, $32 for families, and is Saturday, November 5th at 7 p.m., live from the Chilcat Center stage. Chilcoot Estates, the newest housing complex in the Northern Lynn Canal, is taking in its first residents this month. The extra-wide roadways, welcoming sidewalks, brand new and complete construction, open lawns and new views were kind of a rare sight for Haines longtimers, who aren't so used to that kind of layout. The two fourplex housing units and single-family houses had its first block party last weekend when an open house invited area residents to tour the grounds. David Berry, Chilcoot Indian Association Tribal Administrator, leads the tour. We also hear from Council President Harriet Brulette, future resident Elizabeth Strong, and Council Vice President Georgiana Hotch.
That was one of the things that Council wanted, to buy local for everybody. We're tired of getting stuff sent up and say, oh, that doesn't fit, and try to send it back. And they go, no, you don't get to send it back. So that's why we bought local.
So it worked out in the long run.
Oh, yeah. We saved money. We put the money back in town, and we helped everybody that we could.
Big thing for us.
The bedrooms are beautiful. There's some storage rooms in there, too. I mean, I like having those for my pantry.
For the doorbell, the phone, fire alarm, so they can have access in the bathrooms or handicap bathrooms.
I like the N4B. That's pretty sweet.
You know what's really cool? When we were coming here to clean up, we took our shoes off.
Sweet.
Want to go see the heating system?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's it.
How often do you have to fill the hopper?
It's going through 2.5 bags a day. This is 500 pounds. So that's 12 bags. It pumps in every 25 seconds, depending on heat. So every once in a while you hear this auger go, pumps it up into here. That's our heating system right there. And this goes down, we have right by it an oil furnace. We have an emergency oil tank out front. Yeah, and each unit also has a Arctic pipe system underneath. So both buildings hook together. So one goes down, the other can heat it. We did find out one problem, other than the dryer. This is too hot in here. So they're going to put in a 3-inch vent system into the crawl space, which is about 4.5 feet tall. Everything is computer driven. So the maintenance guy can come in here and turn the temperature down one roof. They want it too high. We keep it maintained at the right temperature. So it's quite a good program. Everything's identical except turned differently on the other fourplex.
Is there a maintenance person that will keep these filled? And
we have right now 14 guys working in our housing department, so they maintain this. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pellets come from Tacoma. In fact, I just ordered another 20 tons before I even put the order in. We sold 7 of the tons to local people. Yeah. So this is cool.
Cost-wise compared to oil?
We're doing 2.5 bags a day, which is $12.50 a day.
Wow.
So in order to justify our grant from the Alaska Energy Authority, we have to do 1 month, one of the fourplexes on fuel to show the difference in savings. So as soon as we get everything all ready, we'll turn one of these on to fuel to see what the difference in cost is. You know, $12.50 a day for a fourplex is pretty cheap. We're excited. All the apartments are rented out. We had 52 applicants for 8 apartments, 202 people. Yeah, all 2 bedrooms, yeah. A subsidized rent, it's 30% of your income. So if the base rate is $850 a month, and we cover all electric, water, sewer, garbage, heat. The occupant will be responsible for TV and phone. Everything's in, ready to go. They just have to go to the appropriate place to hook up their account. And we have a housing program that'll pick up the other 550. So the tribe will never be out, but we can't, it's a low-income housing project, so we can't have someone low-income and say you're paying $850. That's not low-income. Lee Clayton and myself, we started this in 1997. So it's been a while. It's been a long while. Yeah. We have some very needy families that are getting into this place. All 52 applicants were from Haines, or had been here before. One family moved back because they retired. And the key thing is, in the middle of that wooded area, we have designed and have approved a one-acre park. So we'll have playground for kids. We'll have barbecue pits, covered gondolas when it rains like it always does. We've been planning this for 12 years.
This has come a long way. When we originally wanted to do our first housing project as a tribe, we were working in cooperation with Tlingit and Haida, and we had a lot of negative feedback from the community. Well, about having another housing development, because there was, to be honest, there was fear that it would turn out to be a rundown neighborhood. And it took a lot of convincing, and over a decade, until we finally were able to finish this. And it's just phase one. There's more to come. Haines needs a neighborhood where people can actually just move in, where people can afford to move in.
You know, this last year I've been having a hard time with finding work. But so this really helps out. I think I won't be moving until the 15th. And I mean, they're great apartments. I mean, they're really well done. And over the years, it's so expensive. And, you know, there's not many jobs locally now. I mean, I remember when there used to be a lot of jobs available. But it's great. I mean, I was like really excited that I got it.
It has a garbage disposal and a dishwasher. The sink is lower so that handicapped can do their business. And it's got a Lazy Susan. It has an ice maker and a freezer. There's a number of different kinds of ice that you can order up. And a refrigerator. Somebody came in and said, there's no fish in the freezer.
They're all leased out, so November 7th, we want people to start moving in. And I just want to be the one to give them the keys, you know, yeah. Initially, we set this up as a 25-year plan, so we're looking at this as year one. So 24 years from now, we want to have at least 24 additional homes in here.
That was your personal tour of the new neighborhood, Chilkoot Estates, in Haines. Photos of it are online at khns.org with the newscast. Haines Glacier Bears volleyball team began 3A regionals with a win against one of their biggest rivals.
Yep, game one against Sitka.
One of the team's coaches, Liana Scholl, is in Juneau with the team this week.
We split with them earlier in the season. They're at home, and I think there's just a long history of not quite pulling it off when we meet them here at regionals, and so this is a big hurdle for our team to get through them on the first game, even though we recognize we have a lot more games to get through, but it was a nice way to start off the tournament for sure.
The team quickly turned to prepare for their next game only hours later against Mount Edgecombe, first-seeded team in the region and the only team in the region the Glacier Bears haven't beat yet this year.
That puts us in a good position because we really have nothing to lose, you know, so I guess that could work either way. We either get intimidated or come out with nothing to lose and play well, and I'm hoping for option B. But Mount is a solid team. We're going to have to play really, really well to get through them.
If the local team qualifies for state by coming out one of two top teams in the region, they'll go to state next week. Skagway Panthers volleyball is in the middle of their 2A season. The team went from 16 players last year to 8 this year. All but one are returning. 3 of them are seniors. Cindy O'Daniel is the coach, with help from Katie Emmets and Teresa Wilson this year.
We lost 3 seniors last year, so we've got some new leadership this year. The 3 that we lost last year, though, they were starters and they were core of the team for several years. So we have 3 seniors this year, and it's kind of the leadership role is somewhat new for them. And then we have a couple of juniors and a couple of sophomores and one freshman.
The team secured the championship in the silver division at their first match at Juneau's Thunder Mountain last weekend.
Which is good for us because we were, you know, just working out the kinks in our new lineup. So it was good. The girls played really well together, and they, you know, had some rough games now and then, but they worked it all out, and I think we had a really positive tournament there.
The Panther girls will face three other teams, Hoona, Thorn Bay, and Klawock, in their regional division this year.
Klawock is always our biggest competition, and we seem to have a rivalry with them year after year, and they're definitely our biggest competition. Hoona looks like they're pretty good this year, too. We saw them at the small schools tournament. So I think it's going to be a pretty tough conference this year. I think we're right in there with them, but it's going to be competitive for sure. Thorn Bay looks good, too. They've got a lot of young players that are looking good.
Next weekend, the seeding tournament takes place in Klawock, and 2A regionals is scheduled for December 2nd and 3rd in Hoona. If they qualify in the top two, the state tournament is the following weekend. The only home turf action for the Skagway Panthers is next Tuesday, November 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Skagway Gym. Although there are no conference games at home this year, the team put together an exhibition game and senior night that'll give the team a chance to play in front of the community. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.
Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.